This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 178 for Monday, April 4th, 2022.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. We have some crazy news that Robert's going to go blah, 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 blah. This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking.
And that's pretty much it.
I overstepped my bounds. You know, I'm not supposed to talk about the crazy news. That's yours. Right. I tried to make a segue, and it didn't work out, and I'm never going to do it again.
I thought you were going to serve it up to me, but then I was going to tell you about the crazy news where I went to Euclid, Ohio, where four counts is eight, a declined credit card, some extreme catfishing, dangerous flatulence, and five-layer hot yoga.
I like five-layer hot yoga.
Now I want a burrito.
I feel like that felt a little more upbeats than it normally does.
A little bit more optimistic. Well, yeah, yours seemed a little quieter, so I wanted to jazz it up a little bit. And I got nervous because I saw all the fours reading there, and I figured I would mess it up, but I didn't, so I'm excited.
Whew.
It's already looking ahead.
This is going to be a good episode.
I sure hope so.
How can you already tell. We don't have bad ones, but I'm saying.
Two weeks in a row, Rob.
I know. This is special. And next week, we definitely won't have an episode, so everybody's aware. But, that's all right, though. I'm going to be out of town for the majority of the week. So
it's going somewhere warm, so at least that's good.
I'm not going somewhere warm. I'm going someplace to sweat my ass off for several days because it's going to be very warm. Normally, my work trips are January, February. My employer, though, because of the Rona, decided to go a little bit later in the year, just try to minimize the odds of having to like cancel shit. Yeah. And it's in April this year, which I'm looking at the weather forecast, like 90-something degrees and this 186% humidity. I know it's not mathematically possible, right, but I feel it could be. I mean, if you step out, it's like stepping into a sweatbox. And so I'm very excited about my trip coming up. It'll be fun. It'll be fun regardless, but it'll definitely be hot.
Well, it's been a while since you've seen those folks probably. And getting out of there, I mean, we're 30 degrees. Oh, no, well, it's 56 now, but it was 30-something this morning or yesterday. Yeah. We had some weird snow over the weekend, and then it was warm, and then it was cold all of a sudden. So I'm ready for spring. I don't know that I could leave and go down to 70 or 80 degree weather, but I probably could figure it out once I got there. It'd be a shock to the system, though.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm anticipating. But you know, it's better than freezing cold, and it's a free trip. So fuck it,
take it.
Yeah,
take it. Well,
they feed me alcohol.
Well, you think they'll have alcohol there?
I mean, they better. Otherwise, I'm going to have to bring my own.
Well, we have some here. You ready to try it?
I am.
All righty.
I knew you were getting there, by the way. Another beer!
Well, I thought you were trying to lead me that direction by saying something about alcohol.
Nope, I was just talking about booze, Robert. It just kind of organically happened.
Okay. I just double-checking.
Yeah.
Thought that was kind of like your cue. You were setting me up to spike it.
Nope, not the least bit. Just talking about alcohol. So
that's what we do.
Speaking of alcohol, this week I have from Untitled Art, which we've had on the show. I've never had on the show. You've had them on the show. They're from Wanaki, Wisconsin, and it is the Donut Pastry Stout, which is a pastry stout with natural flavors. And that's all I got for you.
And stuff.
It's 8%. I think. Let's see. What does it say here? I'm really well prepared. You're welcome. I'm going to go 8% alcohol by volume. I know it's
just picking up.
It's not. Well, I'm just going to pick a random. Oh, here it is. Yeah, 8% alcohol. By volume. But anyways, it's cool can. There's some artwork on it.
Yeah.
That's really all I got for you. It's a donut pastry stout. I've really been on a kick lately of beers that are like dessert oriented And so this is the latest of my dessert-oriented beers that I've been having. Or you've had some, too.
Yeah.
You know, lots of different cakes and pastries. And and then the one I had from Evil Twin last week was a donut something something.
Yeah, jelly donut.
Yeah.
I never got the donuts, by the way.
I'm sorry. And I keep just eating. I keep just choosing donut beer. Anyway, I'm going to try it.
I wanted it.
I'm going to try it.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you know how it is.
Okay.
First off.
Smell like donuts?
It smells like a chocolate bar. Swear to God. It's heavy, heavy aromas of very sweet, decadent chocolate.
That's a start.
It's no joke. It smells like a dessert. So I'm going to see if it tastes like a dessert. Because that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping for I'm hoping for very strong pastry dessert flavors. Mostly, I'm just wanting to. I'm just saying words because there's not anything that I could find that has any other description or anything. So I'm just saying words and making my voice heard. And now I'm going to try it. Here we go.
Oh, something I'll be able to add music to, and eventually it'll sound like it came from a website.
Wow, that has some strong flavor. Not alcohol. But
not boozy.
Very, very sweet.
Huh.
It's probably one of the sweetest beers, if not the sweetest beer I've ever had. It is sweet.
And is it?
The chocolate, it tastes like chocolate frosting almost.
No.
It's very sweet. Very, very, very chocolatey. Wow, that is some flavor. It's almost... Dare I say too much flavor. I mean, the flavor punches you, which I can really appreciate it. Looking at some of the other reviews in here, somebody put they must have had a different one. Surprisingly really good. Nice balance of flavors. Wasn't overly sweet. I think this is sweet as fuck. And, whoa, so sweet and delicious. Nothing quite compares to a donut, but this is close. I would say if you can, what they were going for was a donut pastry stout, and what you got is definitely a donut pastry stout. There's no doubt in anybody's mind. Even if I hadn't seen the can and knew what kind of beer it is, I'd say shit, this tastes like a donut. That being said, I really like it. It's 4.75 is what I rated it on Untappd. Not quite a 5 because I feel like they could have maybe toned it back just a little bit.
Yeah.
And that would have given it a 5 because I do appreciate unique flavored beer, as we've discussed many times in the show. But I did give it a 4.75 on here. And we've had Untitled Art twice on the show. You've had it. First was episode 115, Dorsal Slit. You remember that episode? You had a chocolate macaroon imperial stout from, yes, you did. I'm very confused. It says here.
Oh, no.
It says, enjoyed an Untitled Art Chocolate Macaroon Imperial Stout from Cerebral Brewing.
Well, what does the link say?
It's an Untappd link. I'm pulling it up right now.
It might have... collaboration with...
It was a collaboration with Cerebral Brewing. I was concerned that we had somehow...
Well, I'll fix that.
Botched that up. And episode 175, Suitcase Getaway, which was just a couple weeks ago, had a Black Forest Cake Smoothie Stout, also from Untitled Art. So this is number 3 on there. And I believe, I remember, you rated that quite high as well. And so, good, crazy, crazy flavors. It's like Southern Tier got a hold of this, but then added even more flavor after they got to it. So good stuff.
Huh. Well, there you go. I just fixed the website while you were explaining. So I've enjoyed, excuse me, and I don't remember exactly where I got that macaroon. I know I got the other one from a place here in Northern Virginia that I got some of the other beers that I've had on the show, and where my friends got me the beer that I have tonight. But they are good. I have to try to see if I can find more a little bit closer, because that's a long drive to get out there. Well, that's good. Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of, like, if I have cake, I don't like a lot of frosting on it, especially the store cakes or some of those that sometimes just too much.
Gotta balance it out. Like, I appreciate a frosting.
Yeah.
You know what I like, though? Thin layer frosting on the top. Yeah. And when they do the tiered cake, they put the little frosting in the middle too, because it kind of spreads it out, so you don't got to pile a whole bunch on, just a little bit throughout.
Yeah, and the ones where you have all that decoration around the edges, and usually have like another inch, like this big roll of frosting around the edge. I usually leave like that in the bowl or the plate. It's just too much. Usually, for me. I'm sweet enough.
It's like your usual like Kroger sheet cake, right? Yeah, it's just a bunch of frosting and you know. But if you go to a nice bakery or a higher end place that bakes cakes, and you get a really nice balance.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's better. Well, good.
That we agree. If we ever eat cake together, then I feel like it'd be fine.
Almond boneless chocolate cake.
That sounds disgusting. By the way, your beer on my thing still says brains. It says brains.
It is brains. So what?
Oh. You're right. It's a different one. Never mind. It's a
different brain. I think I've had a couple of the brains, and I should.
I didn't realize there were multiple versions of brains.
Yeah, brains. All right, so I'll bring up what are we drinking. What I'm going to have, as Rob has already alluded to, I'm going to go back to my friends for my final can of the Drecker Brewing smoothie sours that Holly and Jeff got me. And this is the brains. Blackberry guava lemonade smoothie sour. It says smoothie pastry, which I guess because it's thick again. This one is, if you can see it, it's nice and red, very similar to the one last week. It's very much like a smoothie if you were to go to one of those health places and get a smoothie done. And this one tells us that this one is completely stuffed with blackberry, guava, and lemon. And then we slapped our double secret smoothie treatment on it for a delightfully tasty twist on a lemonade flavor that we're pretty dang excited about, and we think you will be too. It is 6.3% alcohol by volume, so not that punchy, but still higher than some that you could have. I'm gonna give it I know obviously what lemons are. I know about blackberry. I couldn't even really tell you what guava is, but I don't know. It's making me drool again, so it must be good.
If you're drooling, it must be good.
Yep.
Guava is like it's like a tropical fruit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because that's the first thing that I smell. It's almost like a mango, or it's got kind of that mango-y kind of. It's hard to explain, but it smells good, and it does look kind of thick. It's got some bubbles here on the top. So this one I didn't roll around as much as the one last week, but I don't really feel like there's any thick residue left in the can. So let me see what the flavor is like.
Yeah, my general rule of thumb is invert the can for a couple of minutes, and then maybe even just swirl it around just a little bit, just to move. Yeah. But by the way, Google says a guava, it tastes like a hybrid between a strawberry and a pear.
I could see that. Yeah. But no, and I did that last week with the other Drecker that I had. I think the week before we missed, so I had it in the refrigerator upside down for 2 weeks. And Melissa's a little bit of a, I don't know, OCD is not the right thing, but she likes things in place.
Yeah.
She was not a fan of that can being upside down in the refrigerator for 2 weeks.
If you put it upside down for 2 weeks, it just settles the other way, though.
Right, but then when I go to pour it, I turn it back up so it allows it to settle it back down. So it's not going to settle against the can that I'm getting ready to pop. It's not like...
Yeah, but what I'm, if you have it upside down for two weeks, you're still going to have to invert it again, though, before you pour it to
which is what I did.
So what difference does it make at that point, though? Because it's either you invert it upside down for a few minutes before you pour it, or you turn it right back side up for the right way up for a few minutes before you pour it.
Oh, well, that's what I did when I brought it down here. I didn't let it still sit upside down, but in the refrigerator,
the dryer.
Give it a good spin on cool. Now she. She's like, are you guys recording this week? It's like, no, because I think I had a headache, and then you had other things going on. It's like, no, I can't. And so she's like, well, so you guys going to record today? Because that beer is still sitting in there upside down. So this one I didn't. But anyhow, no, I like it quite a bit. I don't like it quite as much as the one last week. I do get the tropical flavor. I definitely get the lemon. It's not overpowering. I'm not a big go out and order lemonade to drink, so that's probably a good thing. I get a bunch of the mix of the flavors, and I haven't rated it yet. as I normally do before the episode, because I wanted to give it another really good sip. And that was a kind of a chug. I drank a third of it. I think it's, you know, the average ratings are 4.25 or 4.2 on there for those. That's probably about right. It's up in the 4 range. I would definitely get some more again. I wouldn't rush right out and grab it like this, the first one, like some of the others that I've had. So I think that 4.25, maybe 4.5, if you're feeling generous, is about the right spot for it. Probably again, because I'm not such a big fan of lemons or lemonade, but overall the mix is very good. And I think the guava probably does, that tropical flavor in there does make it taste quite good. So, episodes that I've had Drekker in the past were TTB 159, Do You Electric? Elderly listener texted us that. I had the lemon meringue pie secret handshake milkshake stout. And that one was pretty decent. And then I went to TTB 167 domestic taco battery, where I had the Brian's double fruit smoothie sour, which was pretty good. And then, yeah, the best one, well, probably one of the best ones I had, TTB 171 fart jar. I had Slang du jour blueberry cheesecake. That was pretty fucking unbelievable. And then the next week I had TTB 172 glitter assault. I had the Chonk rainbow sherbet smoothie sour. And then, yeah, last week's and this week. So, yeah, I think it was that blueberry cheesecake, and then probably the sherbet ones. Those were my favorites. And I love blueberries, so I'm sure that one was tops. But then again, lots of great things. I really do appreciate Jeff and Holly for getting these for me. And if you ever get a chance to try any of the Drekker Brewing Company sours, I would definitely recommend it.
If I had a dollar for every time somebody told me I have a headache.
Shut your trap.
That's all I got to say.
Oh, man. Well, shit.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, I don't have any updates for you on the Juro spiders, unfortunately, so I'm still waiting them out. So I won't bore you with telling you again that they're not here and discussing that at any great length. But I did promise that I would keep you up to date, and that's my update.
Yeah, I think probably my assumption is they all come at once when you least suspect it.
You look outside and the sky is black because he's parachuting spiders.
Yeah, is that a solar eclipse? No.
No. It's spiders. Spiders from God.
Check of the Juro spiders.
Oh man. You ready for some crazy news?
Crazy news time.
Alrighty. Almost hit the wrong one. That could have been bad.
I don't know what we would have done if you hit the wrong drop.
Oh. Well, I'm going to take
the episode. Well, shit. There's another episode. See you next week.
That's what I always say. Well, shit. And I even said that before. But I'm going to take this first one because I'm going to leave the second one for you, since it involves your home state and home city. So
I really appreciate that.
I figured that way you could explain it in better detail than I could.
Thank you.
This first one takes us to Euclid, Ohio, where a woman who was very upset about her KFC order not being correct had to call 911. Euclid, Ohio, a woman called the Chagrin Valley Dispatch 911 Tuesday, saying she wanted to help, quote, getting all her chicken from KFC. Chagrin. The woman told a dispatcher she was at the KFC on Euclid Avenue in Euclid, and obviously in Euclid, and paid for 8 pieces of chicken and only got 4.
I'd now, be granted, pissed, too.
She was in Ohio, so they'd probably only stop at 4.
That's as high as they know how to count.
Exactly. I only got 4 pieces of chicken, and I wanted my chicken, the woman told the dispatcher. See, they were holding the bucket in one side while they were putting them in there and had to use the fingers. The dispatcher told the woman that this was a civil matter and she should take it up with management. It's not much the police can do, the dispatcher told her. The woman, however, insisted she wanted to talk to a police officer. Because that's what you do when you don't get your chicken. Now, how?
Yeah,
now, I'll ask my question at the end. An officer was dispatched but told the woman he was unable to help. Euclid Police Chief says he would like to remind people to only use 911 when it's an emergency. While we are here to serve the public, an incorrect drive-through order is not a police matter, said the Euclid Police Chief, Scott Meyer.
Meyer.
So that's a big difference between 4 pieces and 8 pieces. Was it a big bucket and they only put 4 in there, or was it the small thing? It's just, no, I ordered 8. How did they not check the receipt? Like, were other de-escalation procedures followed before 911 called, or did she just look in there, see that there weren't enough pieces, and then she called the police?
So did I miss something though? So she called 911. She was at home.
No, she was at the KFC.
Then why did they just give her the fucking chicken?
That would have been the other thing too.
Well, versus that's the
opening
thing.
Up like, and counting it.
You know, even let's say
she's standing there.
Let's err on the side. Let's err on the side of the restaurant.
Right.
I'm the manager there. Mm-hmm. Maybe she only asked for four. They only rang her up for four, and they said, "Well, if you want four more, you're gonna have to pay." Who knows what the other side of the story is? Right. But either way, I probably would have been like, "Just give this bitch four more pieces of chicken and give her the
fuck out of here." It's easy, right?
Like that's how much is it really going to cost for them just to give the lady four more pieces of chicken and send her on her way? She's calling 911, having the police dispatched. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want to talk to why have they not talked to management at the KFC to be like, why, what's the story here? Because I feel like there's another side to this. And
she could be a habitual chicken thief, where she's telling them that she didn't get all the chicken and the other pieces are in her pocket.
I think we should talk to Congress about this or something.
Like probably something they could do.
The new Supreme Court justice. I feel like some of the Republicans should be grilling her on this stuff.
On what she would do in a chicken assault like that.
Because that has everything to do with her job that she's getting.
She should. What would you feel if somebody got four pieces of chicken, they ordered eight?
Ask Mr. Cruz. He'll ask any questions, really, that have nothing to do with her qualifications. Anyway, I'm sorry. What would I do?
I want chicken now.
Well, see, I'm not insane, though. I would have a conversation with them and say, like, I ordered eight pieces. You gave me four. And they would say, oh, here's four more pieces of chicken. Or they would say, we only charged you for four. And I'd say, okay, here's my credit card.
Right.
Give me four more pieces of chicken.
It's four more dollars.
Yeah. I mean, what? So I don't know. I think this is
and they always mix it up crazy. Too. So the person COVID. That put it in there probably would remember.
100% COVID.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, where's our next story take us, Rob?
Our next one's going to take you to the east side of Detroit, which I do not claim to call my own neighborhood because where I live,
not anywhere close.
Well, geographically, I could get there in, you know, at the east side of Detroit in maybe 40-45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I don't go you there though.
Frequent this establishment?
Not so much. You stick. if you're going downtown, you stick to like touristy areas. I'm really trying to choose my words carefully.
The main streets.
You stick to the main downtown areas where the ballparks and the stadiums are, and the arenas or the casinos or you know, like the Detroit Institute of Arts. You know, you can go there in the theater district. Like that's fine. The downtown like financial area is fine.
Yeah.
Everywhere else, don't go there.
Well, especially at this gas station, you could slip.
Well, because then you're gonna run into this guy here.
he doesn't give a fuck.
He really doesn't. So this takes us to the east side of Detroit.
I do have audio, by the way.
Perfect, because we're gonna need to listen to this.
Oh,
where a man pees on a snack rack at a Detroit gas station and then moons the clerk after his credit card is declined. Video captured a man peeing on a snack rack after his credit card declined at a Detroit gas station Sunday night. After the card declined, the man got into a dispute with the clerk and started urinating on the rack. As the clerk filmed him, his friend cheered him on and exposed himself. While peeing, the man made eye contact with the clerk and asked, "We on green light?" Referring to Project Green Light, a program where police monitor cameras at Detroit businesses. It is a Project Green Light location, and police know who the man is. If he thinks this is a joke, we'll be seeing him pretty soon, said DPD Deputy Chief Eric Ewing. After peeing all over the rack of snacks, the man took bags, including the soiled ones, on the ground. He took it on the way out. The man mooned the clerk before leaving. Detroit police are asking the man for to turn himself in. And we do have audio of the story because, you know, one of the great things about the local news is the people that they interview about the stories.
And I pulled this, but I didn't listen to it. I had my headphones off as I was preparing this.
Perfect.
Starts peeing on all the...
Oh, my goodness. That is so ignorant.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy, ignorant, stupid.
Oh, the things you'll see working crazy, the ignorant, late stupid. Shift as a gas station clerk.
This is my favorite gas station. I don't pee in there, though.
The mayhem after a dispute over a declined debit card at this Amoco station on Detroit's east side.
We're going to do the Macarena. Yeah.
The customer in the colorful hoodie decided to leave his mark, literally using a snack rack as a urinal. His buddy cheers him on as the man stares into the cell phone camera of the clerk asking,
"We on green light?"
To answer his question, yep, he is on green light cameras monitored Whoopsies. By Detroit police.
Uh-oh. If he thinks this is a joke, well, we'll be seeing him pretty soon.
But wait, now the crew helps themselves to some free snacks. Even the soiled ones on the ground.
Ew. It's in the bathroom. Don't on my chips. Now I can't buy chips for 2 weeks.
Y'all should be very ashamed of yourself. I wouldn't even come outside, show my face.
Can't even buy chips for 2 weeks now. Where's he going to get his chips,
on
Robert?
On the way out before finally leaving, pants down again. This time a full moon for the clerk.
They let you slide with 5 cents, 10 cents, you know what I mean?
We don't deserve this.
No.
A police report has been filed, and even worse, this video, it's everywhere.
You wanted to be famous? Now you're famous.
Detroit police tell me they have identified the guy you saw in the video relieving himself. They're asking that he turn himself in. Even if he doesn't, they'll find him. Reporting downtown Detroit, Jessica Dupnack, Fox 2 News.
Oh man. My favorite one was the guy was like, this is my favorite gas station. Where am I going to... He can't get chips for 2 weeks now. Now, what I'm wondering, though...
They'll have pee on them, that's why.
Do they throw the soiled stuff away, or do they just rinse it off? And put it back.
Yeah, they probably get some Clorox wipes and wipe it down. You don't know who's touched all
this
that
is
stuff.
This is a Detroit gas station, not a Bloomfield Hills gas station. So, yeah. If you live in the metro Detroit area, you know Bloomfield Hills is an incredibly affluent area of Oakland County, which is probably this type of stuff doesn't happen. But nonetheless, So, and by the way, this guy, man, he's got like, I don't know, his guy is hanging out of his mouth. He's sitting there with his dick out, just peeing all over the stuff, like looking
right by the door.
It's
probably
a
cigarette. Looks
this
like
guy's wild. Look at him go. So, anyway, that was a good one.
That was good.
That was good. You know, he should make the show art, right?
Probably. And I kind of like that TCB 178, crazy, ignorant, stupid.
Crazy 178. Now I got to wait 2 weeks to buy chips.
Oh man, yeah. There's a bunch of stuff right by the door too.
If he's gonna steal stuff, why steal the stuff he just pissed on though? That's the thing, like.
Right. Oh, I dropped one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, aim higher. Your hand when you're grabbing the snacks, not you know. Anyway.
Whoops. You know what I
mean? By the way, this beer, while very good,
yeah,
like, I'm having trouble even finishing it because it's so sweet. Like it's
too much.
Yeah, like I really appreciate it, but like I would never drink more than one of these in a row because it's just it's too sweet. It's like an instant headache. I'm already getting headache.
You already need an Excedrin.
I feel like my diabetes is acting up now. If there's a beer that's going to give you diabetes, this is it here.
Wilford Brimley approves.
Oh man, Wilford, he would not be happy with me right now. Well, he would be. He'd be selling me diabetes medications and testing equipment though.
He'd be out on another trip. Oh man! Well, we're gonna leave the streets of Detroit there and head on down to Florida. I don't think we've even been to Florida yet today, but this takes us to our friends at ClickOrlando.com, where a Florida woman ends up dating the man whose photo was used in a global catfishing scheme. Nicole Hayden says a scammer tried to blackmail her using an edited photo. For Nicole Hayden of West Palm Beach County, or Palm Beach County, Florida, her first encounter with the face of the man she would eventually know as Alessandro Cinquini came in from, came in the form of a direct message on her Instagram account.
Looks like a douche.
Probably. I think we'll learn more about him shortly. The man, I'm going to leave that in there too. The man in this message calls himself Marcus, a marine engineer whose profile post included a short summary of his personality. I'm not for everyone, but I'm okay with that. Just as you said. Hayden, a single mother of two, told News 6 the messages he sent were casual before flying into a romantic overdrive just days later. All of a sudden, it was starting to become really heavy, she recalled. I love you. I want to marry you. I immediately knew something was wrong. Marcus wanted to come to Florida and meet her family for Thanksgiving, and that's when she blocked him. I don't trust anybody because anybody can hide behind a screen. Yeah. And as women, we tend to ignore the red flags. Unfortunately, that's before she had ended the relationship, she had sent him a photo of herself at the beach. The swimsuit picture was then altered in a version that made it appear as if she was posing nude. Hayden told News 6 Marcus used that photo to blackmail her, demanding $6,500, or he would send the photo to her family.
Oh, that's nice.
They found me about a month later on my WhatsApp account and started threatening me. She recalled they were going to find me and my kids. She never paid them, and to this day, her photograph has never emerged on social media. Short time later, the photograph of the man used by the imposter showed up on her Instagram account as a possible dating match. How is there an Instagram account as a dating match? I don't know. Ironically,
yeah, I don't know.
The same face, but a different name, Alex the Officer, a.k.a. Alessandro Cinquini, a veteran officer with Carnival Cruise Line. That says enough right there. It's an untimely twist of fate. Hayden started messaging, FaceTiming, and then dating the 27-year-old talent.
Wait. Somebody gets catfished and is messaging her on a dating app.
Instagram.
Instagram dating, which I didn't even know was a thing. And then threatens to photoshops a nude photo of her, threatening to send it to her family if she doesn't give him $6,500. She never does. Right. Runs into this guy later on Instagram dating, whatever, the real guy, and starts dating him.
Right.
Good for her, right?
And FaceTiming.
Yeah. Oh, FaceTiming.
Yep. So you know it's serious.
Yeah.
They've been dating since January and have decided to go public to warn women that his photograph is being used by hundreds of imposters every day. The main goal for the imposters is to make money. And in this case, my picture is used to trick you to create fake stories. You have to be careful. Cinquini has received messages from women everywhere from the U.S. to Peru. Many telling him his photograph is linked to names including Thomas Riley, Alex, and of course, Marcus.
I use Bill.
In one case, Dawn Meyer of the U.S. sent a text to Cinquini to tell him her mother lost almost $40,000 to a man who called himself Thomas Riley, but used Cinquini's photograph in his profile. The FBI investigated, but the money was never recovered. Honestly, the amount of accounts reported to me, I cannot quantify. Nicole was the first person I was able to meet that was targeted by a catfish imposter. Hayden says it's important to trust your gut, pay attention to red flags, and not send anybody any money.
Yeah.
For more information on romance scams and how to protect yourself, click here.
What's crazy to me is now I'm never going to be a guy who they take their pictures. They take my picture and post it to dating sites /Instagram. Yeah. To try to pick up hot chicks to then blackmail them to give them money. Like, they're never going to use my photo for that. But if you're the guy who's like, they're like the fraudsters are like, oh, this guy here, he can get any woman
Thomas
he wants.
And Queenie or whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're just going to use his photo. I mean, you know, good for him to be in that position, I guess. You know? Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, Alessandro. Yeah. See, his name is Alessandro, but I guess that doesn't matter because they were using other names like Thomas Riley. Huh. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's very nice. Good job, everyone.
I don't know how she figured out to trust him after the other, but maybe I guess.
What if he's still a catfish?
Right. What if he really was the one doing it?
The original guy is the real Thomas Cinquini. And
right.
have we thought about this? So, you know, I'm just throwing that out there.
Could happen.
How do we know that this? How do we know that this new guy who is allegedly the real guy is actually the real guy?
I think so.
Well, you don't know though.
I don't know.
You don't know if it's really him.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you just have to go with your gut. Maybe she felt better about this one than the others.
Let's have Will Smith bitch slap him.
Oh, man.
He'll slap the truth right out of him. If there's any problems, Will Smith will go up there.
He'll send it.
Yeah, if he says anything about Jada. Anyway. That's, all right,
where are we going now?
Well, what's funny? So about the whole Will Smith, Chris Rock thing, it's kind of funny. It's, people have not stopped talking about it. Like, I'm in my office the other day. Monday? Yesterday? I think it was Monday. And one of the employees of the office comes over and she's like, let me ask you, would you have done the same thing as Will Smith? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't have it. I don't
win an Oscar. I've never and I'll been tell
in
you.
A position where I have Chris Rock talking smack about my wife. Like, it's, I said, it's rich, famous people and rich, famous people. And, and I said, you know, if you're working in entertainment, you have to know, like, you got to have thick skin. People are going to be talking shit about you all the time, you know. And there's always the possibility, I think, that maybe Chris Rock didn't know about her medical condition, was just making fun of her being bald again, you know. But, you know, that all would say. That's, anyway, it's just funny that people, they're, like, coming to me asking what I would do. I'm like, I don't know.
What do you think? If I win an Oscar, I'll tell you.
I'd pee on his snacks.
That's right.
Anyway, we're going to Brazil.
Good.
Well, that's not. Why is it switching things?
Uh-oh. Trap, should be on farts. News Hub, Rob.
Brazil, I am, but...
It's the News Hub. You went to a different hub.
Will Smith... Stop switching stories, computer. All right, hold on.
I didn't do it.
What? It's making noise now. No, stop it. Shut up.
Can you please sit still?
Who's that? Oh, that's Colin. Never mind. All right, we're going to, I'm assuming Brazil, where a Brazilian singer, Polka, was hospitalized with trapped farts. Why is it people are afraid to fart these days after being ashamed to let rip in front of her boyfriend?
Right.
The number of people that aren't farting and are ending up in medical conditions, like
just go to another crazy place in the house.
How fucking crazy are you where you just won't even fart?
Go to the bathroom. Step outside for a minute.
Yeah, and are you never in another room for just a minute where you let one out real quick? Like, I mean, God. There are a number of significant milestones in any relationship. The first kiss, the first holiday, the first someone says I love you. First time someone says I love you. And, of course, the first fart, not necessarily in that order. I start with the fart. And while it's important to let your guard down and be vulnerable with your significant other, not everyone is as comfortable with letting everything out, which can lead to complications down the line. This appears to have been the cause for a Brazilian singer who says she was hospitalized after experiencing several stomach pains. The diagnosis, just an accumulation of trapped farts. She told her sizable Instagram following Viviane de Queiroz Pereira, better known as by a stage name Polka, P-O-C-A-H. Good looking girl. It's okay. Like, I'd be okay if she farted. Like, okay.
Ash Bishak Shekdev
revealed to her 15.7 million followers that she had been too embarrassed to let rip in front of her partner, Ronan Souza, which eventually caused her severe pain in her abdomen. I couldn't hold it. The 27-year-old who shared a series of videos of herself in hospital reassured her fans that she's now fine after letting out a 10-minute fart without stopping following the ordeal. It doesn't say that, but I'm assuming that's what happened. It looks like, all right, girl, just let that shit out. And she just farted for 10, 12 minutes nonstop. And they're like, all right, that'll be, $8,000. Oh, wait. She's not in America. She's in New Zealand. So they probably just let her leave and, or don't even send her a bill. But here, they're going to send you an $8,000 bill for if you do that.
They'll fart in New Zealand.
That's got to be it. I woke up at 5:30 a.m. with severe stomach pains. Ended up in the hospital. She explained, But that's it, guys. Now I'm fine. Just accumulation of trapped farts. Poca also urged her fan base not to make the same mistake as she did. As Shrek only wisely said, it's better out than in. Girls, don't be ashamed to fart in front of your guy, Poca said. Because what's really embarrassing is not letting your guy sleep because you're in discomfort. Going to hospital with your guy and the diagnosis being trapped farts. From now on, I'm letting them rip.
That's the official medical term.
I'm letting them rip, guys. Poca went on to blame TikTok thread that advised her to ignore the stomach pains, which she said led her TikTok.
Joe Rogan.
Go to TikTok for medical advice, right?
Joe Rogan said, just hold it in. It's fine.
Poca went on to blame a TikTok thread that advised her to ignore the stomach pains, which she said led to her undergoing several.
Nice recovery.
Several tests to determine the source of her discomfort.
Now I got a fart.
27-year-old, go ahead. I don't want you in the hospital. Was born in Queimados, a municipality in the Brazilian state of Rio de Janeiro. She began her career in 2012 with her song Mulher do Poder, which helped launch the popularity of Brazil's funk. Jesus. Esta Estantequecev scene. She initially performed under the moniker MC Pocahontas, adopted the alias Poca in 2019 when she signed with Warner Music Group to prevent possible copyright infringements with Disney. And I should say she's a very good looking girl. An article for The Conversation by Claire Collins, professor of nutrition and dietetics at the University of Newcastle, reiterates that cutting the cheese is almost always preferable to holding it in. Holding in gas can lead to buildup of pressure, which is what causes the discomfort. Professor Collins said a buildup of intestinal gas. Exactly. Can trigger abdominal distension with some gas reabsorbed into the circulation and exhaled in your breath. We've talked about that.
Yep.
The people farting out of their mouths. Now, how charming. Holding in flatulence for too long means the buildup of intestinal gas will eventually escape via an uncontrollable fart, she added. The research is currently not clear whether the rise in pressure in your rectum increases your chance of developing a condition called diverticulitis, where small pouches develop in the gut lining and become inflamed. On average, people break wind 14 times a day. So if someone swears to you they don't fart, you know they're lying. Unless it's this chick and they're holding it in.
she might die.
I don't know. I feel like if you look like that, like, you know, anybody's going to be okay with a little bit of farts.
They call me Poca.
She's got some booty on her, too. Anyway.
Oh, man. So, yeah, just let it rip.
This one picture looks like she is actually farting in the picture. Anyway.
Well, sometimes what happens when you're expecting a fart, Rob, and sometimes you go to let it rip, and it's not really just a fart. It's bringing a friend along, and I think that's sharted. What happened to our friend here at the Daily News Reported.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Sucks when you fart and a little something extra comes out.
A little something extra, but this might have been a little bit more than that. It tells us that it's a Daily News Reported. It tells us that a yoga teacher accidentally crapped herself during hot yoga. Downward facing dog was never supposed to be like this. I don't even know how to do any of that. Kelly Arnold, 32, and this is Santa Barbara, California, has been a yoga instructor for 8 years. There's not a whole lot she doesn't like about bending, twisting, and holding. Probably squeezes out a lot of farts that way too, because she's kind of twisting all her parts inside and getting the air out.
It's true. I never thought about that, Robert. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's something to consider. She recently started teaching a hot yoga class. Her hot yoga class. She didn't have my name there. Her hot yoga class reaches temperatures of 100. Her hot yoga class reaches temperatures of 100 degrees and.
Same go for two. Let's see how many.
The class is going real well, as many of the participants had done this style before.
Yeah, twist it in. That's how you get it in there. Sorry, what were you saying?
I don't remember. The class was really going well, as many of the participants had done this before.
She started doing video again.
Something strange happened to her when the heat and humidity rose. The five-layer Taco Bell burritos she had for dinner last night, it was a cheat day, seemed to come loose from the walls of her bowels. Temperatures ever rising, the burritos started to separate into solid liquid pieces.
Ooh.
The flood of shit recurring, stirring in her belly told her one thing. She was about to blow. Known for never quitting a class, Kelly clenched her sphincter muscles to hold it in the mud pie.
Sphincter.
Same mud pie. Episode title ideas. There was 5 minutes left. She could do this. And then came the downward facing dog. And see, I realize that these have a read more. And I think last week I gave up on the rest of the story about the lady with the cake and never really told anybody what happened. But with her butt in the air, a great shit geyser came blasting out her yoga pants, hitting everyone within a 15-foot radius. One guy got it right in the eye and another up his nose. That lady was so appalled she gasped, only to get a mouthful of five-layer burrito shit. It was chaos. Embarrassed, Kelly ran out of the building to her car and never looked back. 3 days later, she was finally checking her messages. She was in for quite the surprise. The gym had contacted her several times, not to chastise her, but to tell her the flood of inquiries they had received of folks wanting to sign up for her classes. She has the chance to make well over six figures a year if she keeps herself booked, said someone familiar with the story.
Wow.
Taco Bell is also interested in using Kelly for commercials and a possible in-house yoga position within the company. That's pretty good. So she turned a shitty situation into something positive.
I like the pun.
You did? Yes. Yeah. I came up with that on the fly, Rob.
Wow. That's pretty good.
You like that? And I see.
Very good. Very good.
But anyway.
Well, sorry. As you were reading, I Googled downward facing dog and was looking at, you know, there's different variations of it.
Yeah.
But I feel like regardless of what one, it greatly increases your chances of shitting yourself by doing that particular pose, which is why I have chosen never to do that.
It could happen. I like the caption on the one photo. It says people are willing to pay top dollar to see her pooper in action. Too funny. Daily News reported always coming up with the good stuff. World News Daily Report's been letting us down. They haven't had a lot of good stories, but Daily News reported, I feel like we can ride this train for a couple of years until they run out of steam too.
By the way, if you hover over the first photo on the story, the little tag is yoga shitter is one word. Do you think we could get that through iTunes? Episode TTV 178 yoga shitter.
Oh man, let's see.
It's one word.
The second one doesn't have any of those.
I thought it said yoga shitter too.
Maybe not. Oh, maybe. Oh, well, too funny. I'm just going to look at it for a little bit, see if it comes up.
Just keep looking. You got to put it right over the. You got to put your cursor in the right spot.
Oh, and then it'll pop up?
Yeah.
No, not doing it. Oh, man. Well, shit. That's episode 178. We don't quite know what the title will be until it's out, but. Oh man, well yeah, I guess so. Like you said, we won't you'll be traveling and busy and doing other things, or you'll be too busy for us, so I guess we'll see you for 179 in 2 weeks or so.
Sounds like your feelings are kind of hurt.
Well, we had two episodes in a row, and I know Kelly likes to know how many times we're doing this.
We
haven't really gotten up the head of steam to be able to tell her that we're 3, 4, 5, 6. Like it feels like she'll never be confident in us again. And that's the part that I'm most upset
about.
Well,
you know, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah.
You know, the words only mean so much, Robert. You know, it's actions.
That's what I mean. You know, when she's making stuff in the air fryer waiting for us to record and it's not happening.
She doesn't touch the air fryer. She's never touched the air fryer.
She can't even look at it.
She enjoys the fact that I'm the one that takes care of the air fryer.
She likes the result of the air fryer, just not
she does
actually using it.
I love that air fryer, though. I'll tell you.
Really? All right. Maybe I'll go. Maybe I'll go get one this weekend. Just
throwing that out there.
Yeah. You need to tell me where you get your recipes, though. That's my problem.
The internet. You're welcome.
Well, yeah, I Googled some, but you don't know how hard they are. Like, what are your go-tos are, like, you know, the quick ones. And I was looking at the one that I looked at. It got the skewers. You can do the kebabs. And so I thought that'd be fun. Yeah, put that over rice or something. But
we'll see.
Madeline will be home from college soon. So she likes, when we go to a restaurant down there where she goes to school, we always get the fried pickles. So I found a recipe for those.
No, it's good. Fried pickles. Actually, B-Dubs has pretty good fried pickles.
Huh. Yeah, yeah. There's one near here. The last time, we haven't been there in a while, but I think the last time I went there, not too long ago, I saw a Packers player was there, and he actually got a whole head of a chicken inside his B-Dub, so I haven't been there since.
And, you know, that shit happens from time to time. Yeah. You know how much shit people have found over the years in McDonald's stuff? You still go to McDonald's, though, Robert. It'll be
that's true. It'll That'll never fine. Change.
No, exactly. But anyway, all right.
My sister found a dish rag in there one time. She got back in the day when they had the styrofoam things. Oh. We would go on Tuesdays because my mom was out. My dad would take us and we'd get it and we'd bring it back home. And she went and opened hers up and it was one of those rags that they wiped the tables down with. So she wasn't happy.
Better than a spider.
It was after the spider incident.
She was already damaged, and then after the spider, then the rag.
Yep. No, a lot of trauma. And having me as a brother hasn't been easy.
I can imagine. See ya.
All right. See you. Bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.